guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
Welcome to Horrible.
Yeah.
I'm Wheezy.
Oh, there was a pause there.
Wow.
And I'm your girl.
Cut the pause.
Mandy, a.k.a. Dead Bitch, a.k.a. Pet the Stallion, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. I'm just glad I have a fucking voice.
So
goddamn.
We're trying to do a timely episode, and there's not really much going on besides the fact that I'm depressed and Cuomo has resigned.
He sure did.
What about you? Let's give a catch up for you.
Oh, catch up for me? I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. Bitch been active. I've been busy. I mean, there's just a lot. There's a lot that I can't talk about just yet. I don't want to talk about. Just a lot.
Like boyfriend?
Just a lot. No.
Oh.
More so work, but nah, boyfriend who's my ex, who my boyfriend, we're doing good. But we're not doing good.
I've never seen a whole comment section confused about when it's
your
boyfriend.
You know what?
And
they could be confused.
Yeah.
They can be confused. Yeah. I'm happy and I am currently having a whole lot of fucking sex.
Good.
And the best sex of my life. And when they say you'll get it in your 30s, it's true.
Get what?
The best sex of your life.
Oh, I thought you meant the beet juice pill he takes.
It's wow. not a wow. beet juice wow. pill.
It's
there
a pill,
is
dude.
No pill.
We
no.
don't believe.
No, I mean, you know, it is. It's great sex, and I'm actually trying to like tone it down because like now I'm having orgies at my house, and I'm like, okay,
what?
Now it's too much. Girl, there was 7 people at my house. Woke up, I had to have my cleaner come again because I was like, this is intense. So at this point, everywhere we go, we meet couples, we befriend couples. And at this point, we met a couple at the beach, said, hey, want to join us for dinner? Went from dinner to, hey, we'll want to come to the house. And then from there, I don't know. I really am wheezy because I was on every type of edible, shroom, liquor, and everything else. And it was great.
When you invited the couple to dinner, did you just want like a couple that was friends or did you definitely want to have sex with
well,
them?
Well, nah, the girl was fine. And she sat by us at the beach the whole day. And I was like, girl, you...
What about the nigga? You ain't fuck him?
No. No, that couple was definitely new into the lifestyle. So they just watched me with the other couple. And the other couple had a unicorn.
Where'd you meet the other couple?
At a party.
Fuck that. Where'd you meet the unicorn?
The unicorn was theirs.
Oh, got it.
I'm sorry, wait.
Yeah. No, just don't ask me. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm confused because I never thought that I would be this deep into the lifestyle. And I know you hate that word, but...
I don't hate. I'll just be joking about it. Because, like, Mandy says it like...
When I say I am in the lifestyle, holy fucking shit. Like, to where I'm just like, okay, I want to dip my toe out of the water just for a little bit and go back to normalcy. And then we can come back. Like, I guess I feel like how you felt. Like, when you were like... Me and Obey go everywhere and we can fuck anyone we want. It becomes kind of like...
It's so fucked up to say that, but it's...
It really is.
Is that really fucked up? That sounds great.
When you be like, oh, if we just want a threesome, we just go have one. That's kind of like... people be typing us essays.
Yeah. Okay.
How do I get fucked? And I just be like, I don't know.
And we be like, goddamn, we have a lot. Every week we're in threesomes, foursomes, fivesomes, shit. Okay, break time. And break.
So they just all slept over? What did the cat do?
No, they didn't sleep over.
Well, what did the cat do?
The cat... Dog,
what did the cat
Bodhi
do?
Bodhi is so fucking... At this point, Bodhi just knows I'm a hoe. Bodhi, by the way, for y'all just tuning in, is my cat. Bro, we sitting here eating shroom chocolates, playing games. I'm stripping and dancing. And Bodhi just up on a goddamn chair, just looking at everyone. Just sitting, looking at everyone. And you know, black people... At least 2 out of 5 just don't fuck with cats or are allergic. So now I just have the Zyrtec ready when anyone comes in my house. Hey, not sure your feelings on cats, but here's a Zyrtec.
Okay.
Here's a Zyrtec.
That's very considerate.
I don't know what I would do if Nina started. What would I do? For those of you watching on YouTube, my child is here.
Yes.
I haven't had sex in front of her yet.
Oof, yet.
Oh.
It will happen.
She, he, it, you don't know how they want to be identified.
Nina.
It don't matter.
She.
You don't know how they want to be identified.
You didn't know. And bitch, we got chewed out for it.
I know. So we need to sit here.
Go check. I was going to say their names.
Don't just classify your child by what you don't know they want to be referred to as.
Well, I think she's also a hoe. Like
I hope
me.
So.
But I just know she don't like niggas like that.
Wow.
My cat don't like niggas either.
What is with y'all racist ass pets?
I don't mean hard ER. I mean.
Oh, you meant men.
If anyone loves Curb Your Enthusiasm like me, I said nigga. Okay. Larry, do you remember that?
Yes.
Larry David was like, I didn't say nigga. I said nigga.
So we're talking about males here. Okay.
No, she don't like niggas, which is great. But I knew that because when I got the dog, her brother was there. And he was getting on her nerves. And she was like, oh, nigga, please. And I was like, this is my dog. Hates niggas too. Which, don't hate, but they do be getting on my nerves. But I don't know. With the orgy, what other things do you have to prepare?
I was literally about to be like, Wheezy, now update us on your life. Like,
I was just going to talk about how my pussy's broken. But like, let's get back to the cat.
I mean, mine only gets broken because I'm getting like 8.5 rounds in the morning after having orgies the night before. You know, it's just a lot.
So you prepare the cat to go up and look, and then
didn't prepare the cat to look.
Do you get food? You don't get a little crate or something for the cat?
No, the cat doesn't have a crate. Got full roam of the motherfucking apartment.
Oh no, that's why I'd be scratching on the door when you getting fucked. Absolutely not.
Oh no, full he goes roam. Under the bed. He actually is under the bed while I'm fucking normally.
You hear that? You hear my child? I will say this one thing. Having an animal in the house that knows your schedule, because now this little bitch, they were like, oh, make sure you feed her at 8, 1, and 5. Oh, absolutely not. She eats when I get up. Oof. I'm not about to just fucking.
Who told you that?
The puppy trainers and all
that. Wait,
those
dogs eat 3 meals a day?
Puppies.
Puppies.
But I was like, she eats when I get up. That's when we start. And if mommy goes to sleep at 2 a.m., you go to sleep at 2 and you eat at 10:30 as well. I'm not about to do this bullshit. Are you kidding me? Also, hate to say it.
Here we go.
But, you know, I did get the dog from my mother. But it's really an emotional support dog, like to the core. Like when people say that, like I realized it last night was real. Like she's really an emotional support dog. Like I was having an anxiety attack. It was getting really bad. The dog fucking calmed me down. And I was like, I am a white woman. And when I realized that, I said, let me look up service dog because Delta now charges for emotional support animals. What's wrong, mama? So basically, a service dog is free on all flights.
Okay.
And the dog can be a service dog as long as you register it. It costs me $10.
Okay. That's it.
And the trainer doesn't need a certain amount of hours. I just put myself as the trainer. And when I go on to Delta One, turn my flight to LA, and they're like, that's a service dog, I'm be like, bitch, read the paper, ho.
There you go.
Thank you.
Have you spoken to her during your tough times yet?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
You talk to your dog?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
I mean, you don't talk to your cat, Mandy?
What? You gotta
be like, Bodie, get the fuck out of here, bruh.
That's it?
Yeah, I be talking to him like a little bitch. Because he be getting on my motherfucking nerves. I swear to God. So also, I'm needy, but he's needier. So like, if I just want to watch TV, that's how I relax. I watch Guy's Grocery Games, Chopped.
Guy's Grocery
Games? That's literally my relaxing. I don't know why. Yes, that is how I relax. I watch those type of shows. And Bodie just demands so much attention. So if I'm not paying him attention, he goes around the house and just starts knocking shit off. The tables, the bar, the whatever. And he just knocks it until I just be like, Bodie. And then he wants me to chase him.
I saw him sit on your laptop.
If I'm doing work, he comes and sits right on the laptop.
Did he break your TV, you said?
He broke my TV when I moved in. When my ex spends the night, he don't spend the night anymore. But he do, but he don't. Bodie will wake up because Bodie normally wakes up with me. No. He'll go prop his ass on my nigga.
Oh, hell no.
Like, and stare at him.
Wow. Hell.
Now, I will tell you something about this. This is, no.
No?
This means that the home, the parent in the home.
Uh-oh.
You're not going to do that?
No. Yes, it does.
What it mean?
So, basically, my mom was my primary parent. And this is why Nina doesn't roam free. This is why she gets yelled at. She gets smacked.
Oh, I smack Bodie.
This is why. I mean, she don't get smacked because she's a baby. But this is why she's crate trained.
But cats are different.
No.
You smack a cat, guess what he gonna do? Smack your ass the fuck back.
That is
That's
true.
What Bodie be doing.
I see that.
Bodie will hit me the fuck back. That's and now we fighting. Now I'm literally like, word, nigga, word.
Did he not scratch you before?
Oh yeah, that's why it looks like I'm a cutter.
Well, you know what? Let's take a survey. This is what color Nina is. She's black. Uh-huh. And what color is Bodie?
Bodie's orange.
Okay, there you go.
Bodie is orange.
Bodie's mixed.
Yeah, you played out, huh? Anyway, so basically she mad at me. She was like, bitch, I wanted to play.
How do you know she's mad at you?
Because she won't lay on me when she's mad at me. That's why she's in between my legs.
Look at that.
Anyway, speaking of emotional support. So my pussy's broken. I've been super depressed.
Broken pussy.
Why is it broken?
I just don't know. I think I just can't. Like, I'm just not horny.
Oh.
And it's very difficult when you're depressed and then people... Like, I can function at high levels while depressed. I can make jokes. I can do my job. And then I just have breakdowns at night.
Nice.
But for some... for real. Like, you know...
I mean, I get it.
Like, the jokes help you push through, man.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I knew it was time for, like, the dog or even my mom dog. So, this was my plan. I was like, I'm going to get the dog for my mama. And if I can't handle the dog and, like, it's just too much... Then it'll definitely be for my mom. But now I'm going to have to get her a new dog because this is obviously me, leave my child.
Right.
But a lot of things just were like leading up to it. So for one, what makes me angry about when you're depressed, things to not say to a depressed person. But I don't understand. Your life is so great. That to me is a very fucked up thing to say to someone because you have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
Two, someone told me not to complain because I have money.
That's not how
and that I could do what I want to get out of it.
What?
Oh, yeah. But you got money. So just go to the fucking spa. Like, you're going to be fine. Do you know how many people are depressed that can't do that? Like, yes, I completely understand that, like, I have means to, like, do things to make me feel better. But, nigga, that shit don't make me feel better.
Right.
First off, I didn't even notice the steps of depression that were happening. But when I found out I had to live in LA for some time out of the month, right? Every month, like a week. I was like, okay, no big deal. I'll have a crib there. It'll be nice. Like, fine. And then I was like, oh my God. Like, I have clothes that I have to have there and then clothes I have to have here. I have to, like, I can't really plan for things ahead. I vacationed so much. Nigga, I moved to Mexico last year. I haven't been on one vacation because I feel like I have to, like, really be at everyone's beck and call, whether that be my studio, whether that be horrible, whether that be Kenya. It's like everything in my life, I feel like I can't do it. So that's fucked me up. And then also, like, the loneliness of having to travel so much, especially when you're not traveling for leisure. When you're traveling for work and you're alone, it's a different thing. Like, I almost started talking to myself. That it was like getting manic. I was just sitting in a hotel while I was, like, in between moving. I was like, what are we going to eat today? What should I eat today? And it was, like, some only child shit.
You said that we actually talked about that on Patreon because I think you wrote about it. But not only do you plan everything, you say you've talked to yourself.
Yeah, but not like this. It was, like,
crazy now?
It was getting crazy. It was getting like
you were questioning it and answering yourself? I was
like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing? Like, are you really tripping? No, I'm not tripping. I was like,
whoa, whoa. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is a little bit, this little cuckoo. Then another thing that I started realizing was happening was, like, for one, I was super dependent on physical touch from, like, anybody. Not anybody. I guess I'll take that back. From, obviously, like, a lover, but... It was, like, really bad. Like, if the nigga turned in his sleep, I was like, oh, my God, he hates me. And I know we all make jokes about that, but, like, my brain would do it for maybe 2 hours that night. And I just couldn't understand. Then when I came home, he's been a guest on the show. I won't say his name because I don't know how vocal he's been about this. But I knew the depression was sinking in when I didn't want to wake up. And... The showering felt like the longest thing in the world to do. Mm. And I'm not trying to be funny about that because I know Coco been tripping.
You are, bitch.
But no, no, no.
You
like,
about to tell us you ain't been showering?
Oh, hell no.
Oh.
But okay. Like, it was just like, oh my God.
Everybody admitting they not. So.
I cannot fucking believe. That's the vanilla shit. But anyway.
We'll get there.
The showering, not even kidding, was like, because I knew I had to change the clothes and get and move.
Mm.
And I was like, and when you are depressed and
making
you can't
an outfit,
get up.
All that.
Oh my God, now I have to figure out, but this one was like, everything was a lot of work.
Right.
the dog, believe it or not, is now like routine for me. I got to get up because I got to feed somebody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? Then another thing that pissed me off, when I talked about how I wanted to get a dog, oh, everyone told me how I was too busy, didn't have time for the dog, and I needed to just do whatever I was doing. First of all, the dog, born to be in a fucking bag.
Oh, no, man. No, ma'am. Just wait till the followers get involved. Bitch, I'm on a trip. I get 10 DMs easily. So who's watching Bodhi? So who's feeding Bodhi? So did you bring Bodhi? I know how to take care of a fucking animal. I think everyone thinks that we have our life, maybe because we don't have kids and we live this carefree, everything's about me life. People do that when I travel. They make me feel bad that I left Bodhi. Niggas do that. So just wait. So you start just being out in the club and looking like you're having a good time. They're going to ask you, who's watching Nina?
Oh, they already did.
Oh, yeah, girl.
So anyway.
Yeah, girl. They act like we just don't know how to do nothing but literally suck dick and open our legs. And at any given point that we're doing anything else to just enjoy ourselves. What about your responsibilities?
Oh, bitch. First I take the dog to Lucien. Everybody knows I love to eat at Lucien. That's all I talk about. I take the dog to Lucien to go eat, take a picture. She's too young to be outside.
Then what? Wait, what?
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Not like it's a newborn bitch.
If she's young, she doesn't go on the grass.
But dogs can be outside.
They can be outside. She just can't be on the grass or things like that. As bitch, as if I would ever.
As if there's grass in New York. Bitch, it's the concrete jungle.
I ain't putting a goddamn dog in no fucking. Like, anyway, look at this day. Please. So whatever. So then I went out one night and you know I don't drink a lot.
I know.
But like I said, I've been depressed and I went out and Brianda and I went to go get something to eat and we were talking about work and whatever. And then I realized how good I felt the second I had a drink. And I'm not that type of person at all.
Right.
Like, I like to drink to have fun.
Yeah.
This was the first time where
don't drink when you're depressed.
When I felt like, oh, I'm fine. When the one drink went in my system and I was like, oh, bitch, this is bad. If you feel good like this.
Drinking, yeah.
So didn't get drunk, literally was like, oh, like, I'm too far gone. So just really wanted to not have to answer to people. So I deleted my Instagram for a bit and my Twitter. And that felt really good because I will tell you what's the most liberating thing about it. You realize nobody has access to you.
Right.
And that shit feels so liberating. Oh, my God. Like, the fact that people have to text me to, like, check on me. Oh, look at her cuddling with me. It's like, that actually felt better. Like, I had to, like, I'm strengthening existing relationships again. Like, shout out to Rashida. Homegirl of mine was, like, checking on you, you know, what's up, da-da-da. And then we start talking, and now I have a trip to go see her, and we're going to go hiking. Like,
nice.
That would not have happened if we didn't have to actually speak because we just know that on social media, everybody's okay because it's their fucking highlight reel. Sharon has texted me, like all my friends. and anyway, it felt great to know that. And I'm not going to say it was this like quote unquote cry for help thing because it wasn't. I just wanted to delete everything.
Right. Peace of mind.
After that one drink, I gave Brianna the dog. Oh, get mad at me now, the world, please. Fucking left to Mexico. I stayed at, I can't believe I went to Cancun like a fucking spring breaker.
Oh, wow.
But it was just the quickest thing I could do and hot. And I stayed at the Ritz. Shout out to one of our followers who got me the wild discount. Nigga, for 4 fucking days, I barely left this resort. I spent one day crying real bad. And then the other day, missing the dog real dead. And then the third day, and I didn't drink. I was just chilling. But like, I really needed to go. And nigga took a whole fucking call. Kenya's got a call every week we do. I was on that damn Zoom with Ocean in the back. Like, yep. And we got our writer scheduled and we've got this. Like, it's crazy how I was like working through it. But now what I've really learned is one, the way that people can reach you, like that social media shit, I didn't realize how fucked up it had me. It's not like I lie, but I'm not going to go in there and be like, oh my God, today sucks so much. I want to take an Ambien. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to make everyone else feel bad. I'm going to post the dog and smile because that's what we do. So it's not like you're fronting more than you almost can't do that to other people.
Yeah.
And because I knew I was that bad, I was like, oh, I'm just going to remove my complete self away from it. I did not. I'm so glad we didn't do Patreon this week for horrible decisions because I was like, oh, niggas going to have me on suicide watch.
Oof.
I was that bad. Now I'm better.
Yeah.
But just can't get horny, which is really crazy. So I forced myself to masturbate on vacation, and that worked.
You forced yourself to masturbate?
Yeah.
What is that?
I set an alarm, and I was like, I'm a very sexual person. Not clearly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean.
So if you look at the mug on the table.
You had a whole show. But,
so, so anyway, I like basically set this alarm. I was just sleeping all day. I didn't want to get up. And when I tell you this shit was gorgeous, Mandy, like, oh my God. They gave me this oceanfront view with balcony and all this shit. Like, fucking Old Bay sent me roses. Tell me he wants me to feel better. It was just gorgeous. Over the top. And I don't know if anyone stayed at like a Ritz, but the Ritz is so old school rich. They got the maids coming with a little crown on their heads and shit. You'd be like, damn, is this slavery? It sure felt bad. But I just could not get out of bed. So I kept setting alarms to masturbate. And I was like, I'm not going to stop hearing that wah, wah, until I masturbate. Once I did it, oh my God, so much anxiety like went away. Mm-hmm. I felt so much better. It's like I actually had to remind myself to do it. And although I'm not horny right now, it'll come back to me one day. It was crazy that coming completely cleared me of like, ooh.
It's a temporary.
It that's is. The problem.
It's very temporary. If you're in a depressed state and you do anything sexual, it's that jolt of, oh, that was good. But
the endorphins are good.
Yeah.
And it's a stress reliever. But I started looking it up. It turns out, because I was like, oh, like this actually helped me through the day. And it turns out people can masturbate nonstop when they're depressed because it's the only way they'll feel good, much like drinking. Nigga, they had a hotline and everything. Like people are like nonstop masturbators, which... Not saying that I did do it in an airplane, but I was in a happy mood. But I feel like if you do it...
And on the way to Starbucks, and on the way to Tulum, oof. And you masturbate.
You're,
and
it, you're a serial and work, masturbator.
And on the set of Fuse, and it...
Have you masturbated here?
No, not yet.
Okay. That's what she say. She
I, not, said. I haven't yet. Why would I lie? No. Nigga, if
you
I right. had no shame
you done admitted to say all I the did other ones.
It on right. an airplane...
You right.
Fuck. So, speaking of dirty places and the showering thing, if anyone has been looking at the internet lately, which, by the way, boy, have I missed memes. Oh, my God. Nigga, Vinny has been trying to keep me up to date. Like, holy shit. I wanted Twitter so bad when Jocelyn's Cabaret came on.
I'm not going to lie. No, I told you. It's awful.
You know Barbie's in New York?
Oh.
And I almost wanted her to come on here and tell us why she said, nigga. Because I watched a live when she goes, you know, everybody's just so mad at me. And I swear to God, she did it just like this because I said the N word. Why did you just air quote it, bitch?
Oh, no.
And I just wanted to say my piece. Oh, it's I'll pull it up.
She would have left. We would have like dragged her for filth. On
I know.
The show.
But I
it wouldn't have been good. She would have been here
I
for
watched her on a live
content.
For an
I mean, it
would
have been good content, but she probably would have left in 10 minutes.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. 100%. That's why you was trying to pay my Nikki. No, bitch. And I bet you she's still saying. Anyway, I wanted Twitter for that. I felt like I missed a lot. Also, so Vinny just been sending me shit, which has been lovely. And one of the things I saw was that Coco said she doesn't take showers every day, which.
Wait. Oh, so you only saw that one person?
No. I got a list.
Oh, you got the list. Okay.
When I heard her say, because she was the video I saw. When I heard her say, and I quote, I mean, if I'm feeling icky, like I'll wash under my arms or wash an area.
That's
bitch, go in the shower.
And you rich. I know you got multiple bathrooms, bitch.
Nigga, let me tell you something that motherfucking Petco told me. They said, what would be the most gentle shampoo for the dog? They said, well, she's too young. You don't want to bathe her until she's about 3 months. I said, well, she's 2 months. So you think I'm going to have an animal in my home that won't be bathed for a month? She was like, yeah, you could use pet wipes. Oh, hell no, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
A month?
The dogs aren't the same as people.
Dogs, and if it's a house dog, they clean themselves.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, they're not people.
Well, Nina has already had 2 baths. She has a very natural lavender. You know I went to one of them little holistic bitches.
It's like an oatmeal.
Okay. Show did. I said, listen, they're telling me don't wash the dog. They were like, oh, please. Anyway, hell no. This anti-shit, no. This is not, no. So Here we go. Celebrities that have been making a big stink on the internet. We've got Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal. Are you dead ass?
You don't know Jake Gyllenhaal?
First of all, bitch, I ain't even gonna hold you.
Not only am I distraught because he is one of the only pink dicks I would have given time
to. He lives in the Lower East Side. I told you.
Yeah, but this is also why, bro, 5 years in, I told y'all this is why I don't fuck with the whites, bro.
This is
the crackers out here not even washing themselves, bro. And you think I'm supposed to put my mouth near their balls? Near their translucent penis? No.
Andrew Schultz don't wash his legs, but we knew that
he looked like a little whiteness.
Love you, friend. No. But you look like you don't.
I ain't gonna
lie. I just want to say, Jake his lovely fiance, I was looking at her at Akash's wedding, and this is just how, like, you know when you have ADD?
Yeah.
We were talking about something with interior design. I was looking at her and I was like, she is so sweet and pretty and clean. How does she deal with his bullshit? Because I know you shower, girl. So you telling me you just sitting up with this motherfucker?
You know
and
what?
And your dogs.
Nope. I ain't gonna hold you. It's the same way when bitches break up with a nigga and they be like, and you a dirty nigga anyway. I'm sorry.
Ouch.
Ma'am, you're just as dirty. Because you licking them dirty balls. You sleeping with that dirty nigga.
Smell and taste. The best read episode ever in life. If I could fucking know the number, the best fucking episode of a podcast I've ever heard in my life was Smell and Taste by The Read. Iconic fucking episode. Please. I don't know who don't know this episode. Oh, do you know what I'm talking about?
What episode number?
It doesn't
say episode number. If you didn't know when I said Smell and Taste, Fury and Crystal read this thing where this girl talks about how this nigga's dick smells.
Dick, yes. And, yes, that's what I was referencing.
Said you better
actually
throw him in a bath like a hound.
But
yuck.
But also,
she said it smell and taste
right,
bad.
But it's the same thing. I feel like we've talked about that before. Like, if you go down on somebody and you're complaining about the smell and the taste, but you still go through with the act, you a dirty bitch too.
Smell.
You just as dirty. You is just as dirty, bro. Like, if that nigga got skid marks in his drawers and you still eating that ass, you nasty.
Well, let's hear what Mandy's man, Jake Gyllenhaal, said.
More and more,
I find bathing to be less necessary.
Bro.
His aromatic admission came virtually as he was asked about his experiences in NYC as a water town, all tied to his appearance in Prada's ad for a new fragrance. And he said he just didn't think that every day was necessary.
You ain't got to look up Jason Momoa.
There's a reason why.
Oh, because we should.
Oh,
I ain't gonna hold you. That nigga did not
wash. I was gonna say your range of white people.
Taylor
that you would
Swift.
Like is,
Taylor Swift said that shit.
Ellen, she revealed on Ellen that she doesn't wash her legs in the shower. But let me tell you what kills me about that. I use a loofah.
Same.
But when I use a rag and I wipe my legs, especially when I'm wearing shorts, sometimes I see dirt. Like when I'm in the street, maybe this is a New York thing, but when you're in the street, like I'll be like, oh my God.
Bro, New York is filthy.
Yeah.
You have to wash every part of your body.
My thigh definitely has touched
the
subway.
This one killed me. Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard have proudly come forward to unshower praise as pioneered by baby wipes legend Brad Pitt.
Baby wipes legend.
Then,
oh girl, Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis.
Kunis.
Bitch, we be fucking up.
Mila Kunis. Yeah.
Kunis?
Oh. Thank God he brought up
Jake. It is not Kunis.
Mila Kunis. Yes, it is.
It's Kunis.
It's not Kunis.
I bet you it's Kunis.
Kunis.
Kunis?
Mila Kunis.
Kunis?
You know what? Fuck these hard ass names.
No, we finna look this shit up. Anyway, Jason Momoa said he showers every day because he's fucking awkward.
Of course he did.
No, that's
right. That's why Jason Momoa can get all of my holes raw.
That is a very weird range of white people. But look how fine he is.
Jake he's not
Gyllenhaal
white.
And
Jason Momoa is like Pacific Islander or some shit.
European.
This shit better be right.
He's what?
He's European.
He's a colonizer?
Look.
He's not
he
Samoan?
Is not European. What is he? That is not a white man. Ethnicity. Let me see what he is.
From Hawaii. Never mind.
German, Irish, native. He's a Hawaiian.
Nah, them dreads show
he's
you.
Hawaiian.
A Native American.
That means he American.
You're right.
You said European.
I thought he was European.
at how to pronounce. No, it's not Mila, but rather Mila.
Yeah.
Kunis.
What did I just tell you?
Oh, look at you.
You said Kunis.
You brought up the whole translation.
She done added a whole goddamn hype, like apostrophe. You know them little other languages that be adding these?
The accent marks?
Yeah, them things.
I swear somebody said Kunis. Anyway, fuck y'all. Okay, so I get into a call. I got on a call with my mom. I was like, you see all these white people who ain't showering? And she was like, you know, when you were a baby, because I have really bad eczema, she was like, they used to tell me, don't shower you too often because it dries your skin out. I said, no, the correct way is to blot it. When someone has dry skin, you blot. You don't be super harsh and no, like, super hot water. Bitch, you about to tell me, like, you just not bathing these motherfuckers? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not okay with it. And this is why I told y'all I ain't never fucked with no white men. Because they don't be clean, bro.
Cameron Diaz said also, she hasn't used deodorant for 20 years.
See, I ain't
it's really
no white
bad
girl
for
either.
You. Just trim your armpit hair so it doesn't hold on to your scent. Sweat is our body's way of detoxifying. We do need to sweat. Body odor is a good indication that it's time to hit the shower. And when you smell, it's time to take that shower.
So bitches not taking showers until they smell.
That's wild to me.
Matthew
because
McConaughey.
Because a lot of times too, like, and I know this because some people, I don't know, I feel like you can't smell yourself.
Oh, this one's sick.
A lot of people, yeah. You know what
Julia
I mean?
Julia Roberts says she likes to save water. She's really green. She likes the smell of her natural oils. She also says that she can't wash her hair too often because it's dry. That's true. But
I get that, the hair thing.
But girl, I put my braids up in a motherfucking bun. And I still wash my braids once a week. That's why, shout out to Shay. She be over here every damn week doing my hair. And she just be like, girl, I see no other client more than you. Because I love to wash the fucking hair.
I don't understand these crackers, I'll tell you that.
Anyway.
I don't understand them. Ritz. These motherfuckers. I cannot. And to all of our 27 white listeners, we might have made it to 32 by now. But you know what?
A whole five.
You know what? But actually, a lot of them, they really like fuck with black guys. There's no way they're just not taking showers. Like, black guys be looking at what's in your shower.
Coco married to a whole nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
And got her ass up on that motherfucking internet and said,
okay, never mind. I'm lying.
The only thing I will say, I did feel bad that people were judging her about, you know, breastfeeding and age and, you know, I don't know.
I was about to say, I don't have a child, never breastfed, so I can't even sit here
talk about it either.
On somebody breastfeeding their child till they 12.
You know, shout out to, I almost said Mia. I was thinking about Good Mom's Bad Choices. Oh. Erica, and I almost said Mila.
Mila Kunis.
But, I mean, it is Mila.
It is Mila.
But I had to think about it. We'll have them on an episode soon. But, like, you know, people were critical of her breastfeeding her kid and taking a picture of them, like, together and just sharing that moment. And it's like, you can't do shit. If I post me loving my kid, I love him too much. One of my friends told me, who has a 1.5-year-old, whose baby father, shout out if it's you listening, bitch, because I know you do, her baby father's family is Jehovah's Witness. She said they said that she was dressing the 1-year-old too sexy because the 1-year-old had a shirt with ruffles on it. And it's like,
excuse me?
Bro, when I tell you she has her daughter looking adorable and cute and appropriate.
Ruffles isn't like...
Ruffles is, how do I describe it? It was an off-the-shoulder little ruffle top.
Ruffles ain't...
I don't even know how to say this. I'm just it's like that. I'm just in shock that people just take things there. But... You know, with the breastfeeding and the age thing, I don't know. I don't have anything to say about it, but her not showering, I do. Because I know she don't wash them kids either, nah.
What's the longest you've been without a shower?
Probably two days. COVID, I'm
about to say COVID. A bitch ain't leave the house.
Yeah, same.
So, COVID was definitely two days.
Yeah. But like New York, especially anywhere.
Because it's
like,
you're freezing.
When I travel, especially like when I was just in Mexico or when I do any time in Florida. Days. Two or three showers a day. Like, especially if I'm changing outfits, I have, like, a routine that if I'm going out, I shower before I go out.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
The only way I don't shower when I get back in the house is if I'm drunk as fuck. And then it just sucks because now I gotta wash my
airplane.
I gotta wash my pillowcases because now there's makeup everywhere.
I don't like when people, like, fly in and don't shower before they get in my bed. I think that's nasty. Yeah. Especially that LA flight.
That's 6 hours. That's half a day. Don't even
sit on the couch. Get your ass in the shower. In the tub, ho. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Let's get to the horrible decision, which is broken pussy. It's basically sexing out of sad. So I remember like years ago, you were talking about how Lawyer Bay was depressed and it was really wearing on you. And, you know, I haven't really been talking to anyone because I feel like if you talk to someone that you fuck and you tell them how depressed you are, that's weird for them. Like, I just have chose to shut my mouth.
Oh, I told you earlier this year, like, I was probably in the most depressed state I had ever been in my life for like maybe the first 5-6 months of this year. Like, I changed my number. And at the time with my partner, it was like, I didn't realize how just much depression was like seeping out into where he was like, listen, I feel like I can't even make you happy. And if I can't make you happy, then maybe this isn't what, you know, maybe we've ran our course. Like, it was awful. Like, my friend, you know, my best friend had cancer. My mom, I thought she was going to die of COVID. Just everything going, a move. And maybe even that's what it is with you having to live in two places. I didn't realize how much moving from one apartment to the next brings on depression because you're out of your comfort.
Right.
And I started from scratch.
And I love my apartment, dog.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't get me wrong. The new crib is lit, but like, she's dreaming. Oh. That's all. Yeah, the move is a weird thing, right? Because now I have to basically make another place a home, which here's the weird thing, too. When I was traveling to LA at first, it was like a week, a month at a hotel. You think it's cool? It's not really cool. There's only so much fucking takeout you can eat before you just want to wake up and at least make your own coffee or something. Like, it's weird. But I mean, I got as nice as a house as I could. And, you know, I did what I don't have in New York. I did floor to ceiling windows. I did doorman because I love my Lower East Side shit. Like, I did the pool and gym and I did the whole thing. But even then, I'm like, I still want to be back in New York. And I'm not really an LA fan like that. On top of the fact that...
You're not?
No, I love New York.
Yeah, I hate LA.
I just am always... I have to be there. So I have to choose to enjoy it. And then, like, you got to make a whole new set of friends. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is a lot of work. I got 2-3 friends in LA. And I think my closest friend in LA is probably Van. And even then, he'd be like, nigga, I am not leaving the house. And I'd be like begging him to go for a workout. And he'd be like, yeah, we're going to work out. And then, like, no, I'm not getting out. But it's hard to do that. So, you know, I don't want to put it on other people or people that I'm dating. But here are some tips if you are dating someone that is feeling sad. One, don't take it personally. If your partner had a broken leg and didn't want to go out dancing, it wouldn't hurt your feelings. And depression is like that too. While it really takes somebody down, it may look like people are simply turning down time with you or sex with you when the truth is they just literally can't do it. Do understand what depression feels like. It's like an energy-sucking flu, okay? It says that they literally can include exhaustion, brain fog, dysfunction, increased sensitivity to pain, and overwhelming feelings of guilt and shame. It feels almost like a weight. Like, and I'll tell you, the way that people try to like tell me that I can just get out of this, like, oh my God, it'll be fine, it's so annoying.
Right.
Like, bitch, this is why I don't want to fucking be on Instagram right now or do anything else, because I just want to be sad and I want you to shut the fuck up and stop trying to tell me everything's gonna be okay. I know I'll be okay. I don't want you to fucking tell me to get over it. Like, when you're dismissive about it, it's really difficult. And you kind of just gotta let people go through their shit. Also, a great one says, don't try to fix it. A point that keeps coming up in research was the hurt and frustration people feel when other people are trying to fix the depression. A woman says that her husband was depressed and she grew up thinking you could just stop feeling sad. And she thought she was helping with her upbeat encouragements, but it was awful. Also, do know your spoons and rings. This one was cool. Quick, for a second. Sorry.
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you want your pump?
Mm-mm.
I know your pump is here somewhere. There it is. Is this even an active pump? Does this work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Damn, my throat was dry.
Give me 1 second before you start back up.
Smoking this morning.
Mandy, you do me a favor. Just like look at her. Just so I could cut to that.
Oh, perfect.
Hold on 1 second. We gotta go to
black. I'll just restart what I said.
That's fine. It just makes it a smoother cut. Black, okay. black. All right, go.
Do know your spoons and rings. So, spoon theory. You use a set of spoons to represent the limited physical, mental, and emotional resources that someone suffering from depression may have. Some days, taking a shower could use several spoons. It's basically a language to help you relate to your partner. Teaching my wife about spoons helped her understand that I wasn't trying to avoid doing stuff. I was actually tapped out. Ring theory. Draw a series of circles with your partner. Concentric? That's a weird word. Anyway, and at the center, the nearest circle to them holds you and perhaps their family, and then the next one is so on. So the ring is simple. You provide support to people in a ring smaller than you, and you only complain to people in bigger rings than you, which I actually really like because, for example, if you've got kids or like, you know how you have a bad boss and they're like yelling at you about like every little thing, like you can't be putting that shit on me. This is your shit. Like filter it through. That's a really bad manager. When a manager is like telling you.
I don't know what having a bad boss feels like.
Oh, thanks.
Pay me more.
Bro, it's fucked up because like even that got me a little bit depressed recently. I was maybe venting like a month or two ago to Eden or Dave. And I was like, I don't know what to do. What are we supposed to do? I don't understand what we're supposed to do. Who's supposed to figure this shit out? Are we supposed to do this, this, that? And it's like, oh my God, like, am I a bad fucking boss? Because like, I don't know how to do shit. Like there's no fucking HR here. I've only worked for major companies. I don't know what the fuck to do. And like that shit is a lot of pressure too. When you want to make sure people are happy. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I have no idea. No one's really called out of work ever here. This is fucking insane.
Very rare.
Nigga, I call out of work so much. No wonder they were tired of me. Like, I was just like, I'm not coming. But also, there's hundreds of people that work at the company. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, being depressed and having to come to work?
Yes.
Yeah,
like,
actually.
Yes.
When I was an accountant, I would be like, so it's not a smoke break. I'm going downstairs to cry. I'll be back.
Yeah.
And I would literally leave out the office for a breather. Like, accounting was probably, especially the big four, like, was probably the most depressing job I had. I mean, everything else, you know, it was different.
In New York, that fucking, when you go into work and it's dark, And you leave when it's dark.
Yeah, it's wild.
That shit was
so. For no one that knows what the fuck we're talking about, which people in LA love to tell me when I tell them it sucks, but the weather, bitch, it still sucks. You can't get good food here. You got to fucking drive everywhere. The people are weird. It sucks.
Now there's some good food in LA. They got tacos and katana.
That's it, Mandy. Yeah, if one more person tells me to get Mexican food in LA, I'm gonna fucking blow my brains out.
What about Roscoe's, bitch? Go get the Obama special.
Anyway,
I heard the Obama's fire too.
The Obama special is literally just chicken and waffles,
and they don't even dip it in egg, which is great. Okay, so shit, where were we at?
Depressed.
People. Depressed.
Oh, for people that don't live in New York,
yes,
the sun comes up around in the wintertime. What is it? After 7:30?
Yeah.
Almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it does.
And then it goes down at 4.
Shit sucks.
Me, shout out to Chris, if anyone really followed me for a minute, my work husband, you remember him.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet guy. Shit, he's the reason I even asked Mandy to do a podcast. I was on his podcast first. I'll never forget this moment where we were so sad in the office, and he's a happy guy. And we walked outside and there was this patch of sun on the corner of 33rd and Park. And you had to go in the middle of the median because, you know, the buildings block the sun. And we sat there in this fucking shit. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, this is depressing. I'm in the median in the middle of the road because it's the only place the sun will hit.
That's
and we got to
look up at it.
Oh, nigga. Oh, my God. If Delta fucking really hits us this year. All of the billionaires need to get together and fly us to Epstein's Island and give us reparations.
No, I mean, they should just give us sun. Apparently, they out here making rain. Like, they out here creating the weather. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. I feel like All right, this is me getting it. Clearly, I've been watching like a lot of like conspiracy theories. So right. Let me tell you what they really be doing, right? And I feel like they doing this now.
Well, make a minute mark for the clip.
They want us to be in the house with this COVID shit, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, by the way, if you think I'm crazy, look it up. They're literally doing it right now in Dubai. The government is creating rain to cool down because it's been so fucking hot out there. So guess what? New York, they knew we was about to be outside, right? Listen. This week, there was only supposed to be rain on Saturday. There has literally been storms in the afternoon and at night telling bitches to get your asses back in the house. And I think the government made the rain come down because out of nowhere, bitch, it's 97. It's been hot as fuck this week.
It has been hot as hell.
Next thing you know, it's like, ba-boom, thunder, ba-boom, lightning. And then a whole bunch of motherfucking rain. And now you're like, you know what? Damn, I wasn't even ready for this. I ain't even got an umbrella. Let me take my motherfucking ass home.
What was that news lady that said, come loud?
What I'm saying is the government...
Come here,
if you asking for sun, bro, the billionaires can just make us some old sunlight. If they making rain, they probably be making snow too. They can make us some more fucking light.
So I want to give a shout out to my friend who I almost went to see in Mexico, but I was too depressed. His name is Tyson. Love Tyson.
Shout out to Tyson.
His name is Alkine.
Tyson can give us some sun.
Tyson, when he comes to New York, but like he's not probably not going to get on a plane because he'll have to wear a mask. But
oh, wow.
He is very, very, very smart. But when I was living in Mexico, first of all, we only met because he was the only other black person at the party. And Obey was like, oh, shit, is that a nigga? And he had a British accent. We was like, it's it. It's lit. And we became great friends with him. I used to say he was crazy. And last week he sent me that article and he goes, you remember when you were laughing at me about them making rain? So basically,
you're talking about the Dubai article, right? Yeah, bro.
He told me all last year that we were in Tulum because it would rain on one side of the street. He was like, oh, you know, like this isn't real rain, like blah, 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 blah. And mind you, bitch, I'm already high as fuck enjoying Tulum. I'm like, nigga, shut up. Like, we in the jungle. Shut the fuck up. But I'm not gonna front. He was starting to scare me, dog. Now, he wasn't one of them. They gonna put a chip in you people. Which,
I mean, he's clearly an anti-masker.
Well, I think he wears it to the grocery stores if he has to and stuff. But he was talking about, like, how the toxins go back in your body. He's, like, vegan. He went on a water diet for 100 days. Like, he's one of those people. But, basically, he was talking about the generating machines of, like, weather. Mm-hmm. And
that shit is real, bro.
The one reason I think he's very interesting is because he believes in God. And you know, people that get like super fucking crazy about shit, whenever he talks about God, I'd be like, but nigga, don't you think that rain ain't real? So how's this going on?
Wait, he believes in God?
Because you know, it's either science or religion.
Right. I don't believe in either.
Okay, Mandy. Well, you do?
What? I don't. Clearly, they out here creating rain, bitch. With blueprints, not science. Look, I knew you was gonna ask.
Blueprints.
But nah, like,
because if they had to make rain.
Here's right. The thing. You know why I don't believe neither of them shits? And I'm gonna break it down for you right now.
All
right. Because people be lying. And both of them things really come from people. People tell you it's science, and people tell you about this story that they wrote in the Bible and it's been changed because it's like a telephone game any motherfucker way. It's a lie.
And they definitely had the weather machines with Jesus.
It's from people, and people be lying. You can't trust them. And so science is really the government, and religion is because they got to tell you to believe some shit. Otherwise, now we all like, well, what we here for?
Now,
and then we going to start
although
purging.
I've been depressed and my pussy's been sad.
Why do we have to start
Someone
purging?
Did send me a clip of Mandy saying, what? Is this show co-host?
What I do? What I say? Oh, about the dome being in the earth? So the earth is really a dome, too. It's not really flat, but we're in a dome.
You're not flat earthing.
You know what kills me?
It's not flat earthing,
about
but
Mandy talking like this. Mandy is vaccinated, which makes it
that
mean,
blows my mind. You're vaccinated.
Hold on, and here we go, bitch. I ain't gonna hold you. If I become a zombie, I wasn't gonna outrun them niggas anyways. I was gonna become a zombie.
I mean, there you go.
So y'all scared about this goddamn vax? I got it because guess what? In New York, we just became able to eat inside, and I looked at all of my friends and I said, listen, I realize how much I like to eat in restaurants. Bitch, I don't like when it gets to my house. It's different.
This is the most
selfish. I only got the fucking
you don't like how it gets to your house?
I only got the shot because they said, bitch, you can't come into restaurants. And we're planning a fucking tour, okay? I wanted to be able to go on tour. Fuck.
Hold on. To be fair, when I did do that meet and greet in DC, I was so fucking sick. I had five fucking COVID tests, all negative. But I was like, oh, wow, like you really touching people, it's like really puts you at risk. But yeah. I just wanted to say when I saw the Cuomo thing, or was it Cuomo or de Blasio, whatever.
De Blasio. I said, oh, bitch, he scared me.
When
went right in same like, day. I'm going to get a same day.
Someone's not
going to
get vaxxed. Why would they get vaxxed just so they can eat?
What's the problem? Because here's the thing. With the vaccines
were dying for the last year.
Yes, 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 yes.
And she was like, oh, you think I'm going to have catch steak in a box?
I don't like y'all are being really judgy.
It's not a terrible
all I
incentive.
Know is at the end of the day, judge me, bitch. I got it. Did you? No. So
her sushi's at the lives. Right temperature.
I'm saving lives and I'm saving.
Give me a moment.
What? Give you a moment? Yeah.
Can
bitch,
I tell
y'all
I really want
tour.
The Johnson
bitch,
and Johnson? I really want the Johnson and Johnson. And I know
it's just one shot.
And let me tell you, Donnell Rollins said this joke. I took my mom to go see him on Mother's Day. Love Donnell, and he goes, you know, this is how black people talk to you when, you know, you tell them you're vaccinated. You're like, oh, yeah, I got this. I got it. And they'd be like, oh, that's good. Which one you get? And I was like, yo, it's so fucking true.
You know, they don't even.
None of my white friends say anything like that. Everybody I know that's black is just like, you know which one you can't get. Yes, I do. But I feel like it was just six of them that got blood clots.
Oh, my God. Only six. And to be fair, I heard.
How many people got pregnant?
But you ready?
From a pullout.
A lot.
Who knows?
A
but
whole
I
lot.
Haven't yet. So I feel like maybe I won't get the blood clots.
You really want to play with odds here.
I mean, but here's the thing.
Condoms are like 99.9%.
But that'd be lying too, because apparently the CDC only got to report like a certain number. So it's probably really like 10 times that. Again, see, you can't trust people.
You still got it.
You said what?
You still got the vaccine.
I ain't get the Johnson & Johnson. First off, they didn't even offer it.
Which one did they offer you?
The Pfizer and Moderna.
I just want to get Johnson
and
Johnson
because
yeah, you get to choose.
Kill me. Oh,
you get to choose. So I got the Moderna, and I ain't gonna hold you. A bitch arm. Oh my God! And then I had sex the next day, but like the person I had sex with ain't really for the vaccine. So my arm was hurting so bad, I just had to moan and make it seem like he was hurting my coochie. But he was my arm hurt so bad, but I didn't want to like ruin the moment and be like, no, that's where I got my shot. I just had to be like, oh, you are. And I just tried to have to move the position because I couldn't in the middle of sex be like, oh, that's where I got my shot to a nigga who don't really want to really get the shot.
Is this who told you that the earth is a dome?
No, I watched that on YouTube. There's a whole video and it's like flight times. There's pilots that are like, yeah, man. And then, you know, we ain't even really go back. They talk about they can't get the coordinates of the moon no more. Bitch. There's coordinates where I walk right on my phone. You telling me I could do more with the iPhone than NASA can to get us back to the moon? They be lying,
hold
bro.
Hold on, Mandy. Hold on.
They be motherfucking lying.
Before we get out of here.
They be lying.
I need you to tell us what the fuck you're saying.
Also, do you think the earth is flat?
No, it's a dome. Like, we walk on the flat part, but the
so you do
the
think
curved
it's flat.
Part is the dome. Like when you, Mercedes, we're Kanye living right now.
Mandy, do you know
that's what the world is like? It's like the Mercedes Benz dome.
Have you ever seen a picture? Like, this is one thing.
So
that
here's the thing.
We don't need
the
to question
picture,
anymore.
What's the picture of what?
Earth.
The Earth. So there's a video. No, those are, that's actually Photoshop.
Do
and
you
the
have
clouds
a
are the same. No, the clouds are the same. So the clouds are the same. It's always the same picture of the Earth.
It's not even the same clouds.
Yeah, but that's all Photoshop now. I swear to God.
It's not
there's
even
a whole
the same
video
clouds.
About it, y'all.
I swear to God.
I swear to God.
We are locked in a contract with the Black Effect Network and iHeartRadio.
What's the problem?
And you know what's even worse?
What's the problem?
I feel like if Charlamagne was here, he would believe Mandy. I'd be watching him listen to people say crazy shit on the Breakfast Club. He'd be like, he really gets it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Bro, I'm going to send you all these YouTube videos.
So show me, just type in Earth Dome really quick, Eden, please. For the love of God and science.
Look, see? Look how, that's really what the Earth looked like.
You think the Earth looks like this?
Bitch, are you out of your fucking mind?
You think the Earth looks like this? For people
like
at home.
Like a snow globe.
This mm-hmm. is what people at home
yeah,
are looking at.
Yeah.
You think the Earth looks like this? Okay,
you
like
know
this.
What? Y'all let me know what the Earth looked like when y'all motherfuckers go out to outer space. Until y'all go and visit outer space, I ain't listening to y'all motherfuckers.
Look at how they got the sun in the glass.
Would you go to space?
Like, this is the goddamn Truman Show.
You know what's crazy? I actually used to want to be an astronaut.
You wanted to be an astronaut?
Yeah, but then, you know, I'm from Orlando. So I actually watched the... Well, I say I'm from Orlando because that used to be a thing. We used to feel the sonic booms. We could see the spaceship go up in the air.
Because
Kennedy Space Center right there. And I was like, ooh, mommy, I want to be an astronaut. And then we watched one spaceship go up, and bitch, it just blew up.
You saw that?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
I actually saw it. Was in like 97, 96 or 97. And this is when...
And we used to always watch them too.
Literally for Christmas, my mom used to buy me astronaut food because I was finna be an astronaut. Oh, so I was like, let me get used to this shit now, baby. Like I want astronaut food.
For the record, anyone who's listening to us from Orlando or like that doesn't live in Orlando, this is a real thing.
This
like,
is a real thing.
Even though it was that you could hear it, you could see it, like you do it at school. Like this is the shit we did.
Like you... We all knew NASA's schedule when spaceships and testers and all this shit was going up into goddamn space. And so, yeah, I watched the shit blow up. I said, oh, nah, bro, I ain't going to be no astronaut no more. I'm going to be a singer. Wow. My non-singing ass.
What? You're bitch, close. What? You got a mic.
You know? And we on tour, bitch.
You
I'm
know
living
would be
my
a
dream.
Great podcast for you.
What?
And I'm only saying this because now it's literally my job to get on the
it's
phone with
be
people
petty. About to be
that
petty.
My boss is like, this nigga will call me one day and be like, we're going to do Beyonce. And we, what's Beyonce's podcast going to be like? That's how his brain works. He just wants the biggest and best. Mandy needs a podcast where she debunks science.
Mm. Oh, I could do it.
You're welcome.
I could do it.
Wow. I want 10%, film it in the studio for free. I want the ad revenue, just 10%. I feel like it's not a lot.
I got to bring other conspiracy theorists on so that we can have really intellectual conversations.
And Mandy, you can't quit because people are going to get really mad at you.
The way that you two really look at me when I really be talking.
I hear you
it
out.
It bothers me.
We got to get an anti-vaxxer to come on and figure out how to take it out of Mandy's arm.
The metal?
Remember that guy that like used to fuck, it was called Butterfly something and it was like blood play.
See, you
it was Orlando.
She being
butterfly needle. Yeah,
no, well, it's
yes,
not
yes,
me.
It is Orlando. No, it is no. Orlando. Yes.
Look, I do trust, but I'm gonna shoot him up. Okay.
Yeah, that is Orlando.
You do like blood play?
No, I don't.
Bro, no, she eat, fucks on you, her you period. Like,
oh, you fuck on your period?
Sorry.
Oh, don't do this in front of my child. Okay. Anyway, we have to go. This is ridiculous. Every time we do a solo episode, it gets all over the place.
Because you did the outline and you don't want to stick to your outline.
What gets all over
the place? We done skipped two segments today. She went from just a catch up to
I'm fucking
now
depressed.
The horrible decision.
Yeah, I could do whatever I want. Yeah, I just had McDonald's at 10 a.m.
You got really
thank
sad.
You.
I ain't gonna hold
and
you.
I'm gonna get
I'll
that
look
late.
At you eat that burger. You scared of the goddamn vaccine, but you just ate a McDonald's burger? Bitch, that's nasty as fuck. I just looked at
I'm
you like...
I'm clearly going to get the Johnson & Johnson, so I'm not that scared. Okay.
Clearly.
Anyway.
All right, guys.
Check us out on patreon.com/horrible decisions. If you search us, it doesn't come up because I think we're sluts and they are banning
no,
us.
No, it's an 18 plus...
God forbid you're a black slut on Patreon. You're really not going to come up.
Yeah, so it's patreon.com/horrible decisions. Also, stay tuned. Follow us on social media. Weezy will be back soon. But if not, follow us on our Instagram... @horrible_decisions. Keep up because we got dolls coming. So, by the way, me and Weezy can't agree to shit and we didn't want to compete with each other because we were like, I bet you I'm going to sell more than you. Nah, I'm going to sell more than you. And we just thought it would just add us to spending more money on counseling. So now you can get us together.
And for
and
the
you
record.
Just, you know what? You just put who
no,
you like more.
This bitch picked the company and that's why her side looks better than mine. My braids look like... Curly Sue.
Shout out to DJ Rose Gold. She set us up. But no, the problem is, bro, you don't like any of your animated anything. That's really the problem. We've gone through about 5 different animators. Weezy don't like shit. So we done paid for animations that we just don't use.
Is there anything that you like kind of emphasize that you don't like?
Apparently she wanted to look real. So for that, we may as well just take a picture, bitch. God damn. She's like, that doesn't look like me at all. Bitch, it's a cartoon.
It is a cartoon.
Anyways, guys, we're leaving you off with a 5-minute bonus.
I have nothing to say.
This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, last
sorry.
One of the icebreakers. If you got married tomorrow, would you be okay with any of your friends fucking any of your exes?
I feel like I would. When I'm into somebody and I'm like, yeah, committed, I don't care.
That's me too. And it's funny because the character in the show, she gets married and finds out that her best friend
that was a good scene
is fucking the man that she was previously in love with. Now, I'm not going to hold you. At first, I was like, bruh, this your ex, da-da-da-da. But as the fucking movie get on, and I find out this is a nigga that she done had a miscarriage with and moved in with, I was like, nah. That friend crossed the fucking line. Went way too far. Like, bro, they were about to have a family together. That's
well, here, that was too much, but then we were talking about it because I watched it with Vinny. And I was like, oh, nigga, because once we started realizing that, you know, she was pregnant, da da da. And then they said 8 years went by. Wasn't that the time frame? 8 years?
Yeah, 8 years.
So, for example, the older I get, the more I realize people circle back. And I don't mean lovers. I mean friends. I go to Little Sister a lot. It's a club underneath the Moxie. And there's a dude that used to work and manage Tao that I keep seeing there that runs the door. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, why do I know you? And I'm like, oh my God, you used to work in Orlando at fucking, not Cairo, what was it called? What was the name of it? And your friend worked there and Danny owned it. What the fuck was the name of that club? Bane. I was like, wow. Then I was like, but you, I feel like I know you from somewhere else. You used to fuck my homegirl. He was super cute. I was with Brianda that night. And I was like, damn. Because he was feeling Brianda. Brianda was looking at him. And I was like, huh, well, this just all came back around and we're in a whole nother city, right? This person somehow back in my life and I see them every few weekends now. If I'm 8 years later in the game and realize I remember a nigga because so-and-so used to fuck him. Matter of fact, there's a basketball player that I just saw that played for the Orlando Magic. His name's Kyle O'Quinn. Don't care to say his name because I don't know, even know if he still play ball.
Yeah, he used to play here in New York.
So a girl I used to live with fucked him and was fucking him. And I only remembered him because when I was fucking with Scissors back then, Scissors was like, oh, we would come out and he would look and she would get pissed. Like, what the fuck is he doing? Because he realized some lesbians are in the room. So I'm at fucking Biggie's and I'm like, why do I know this nigga? And he's looking at me like he knows me. I was like, yo, I don't know how I know you, but I feel like I really know you. And we looking at each other. And he's like, did you used to live in Florida? Nigga, when I realized once he said that, who he was, I couldn't even tell him who I was. I was like, oh my God. I'm the roommate of the girl who was getting, like, what? But anyway.
What's wrong with saying that?
I just didn't feel, he was with people. I was like, I don't feel like reminding. Plus, I don't know who he with. That's, you know. And then I'm just like, you used to fuck my roommate. Remember, I was a lesbian? Oh my God. So, but here's the thing. What if I saw him out, recircled, found out that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just feel like people surfaced back and 8 years in the game and you're happy with a white picket fence, two kids and a gorgeous husband, like, and a bitch is still out here single in New York. Like, I could see it.
Right.
You okay. Might feel a way, but.
Valid. All right. So the vanilla shit actually comes from Newsweek. And what's crazy is the scene that Weezy was referencing in the beginning of this episode has been one of the most widely talked about scenes on a Netflix film because a dick is actually showed, a full frontal, and yes, it was a big size. So what's crazy is there was speculation as to whether there was any editing done to the dick for that scene.
It was his real dick, bitch.
So Sex Life's is Netflix's latest sexually explicit drama that viewers are devouring around the world, but it is not a sex scene that has most people heading to Google to find out. In episode 3 of the popular Netflix series, we are in the shower with Brad, who is played by Adam DeMose, when the camera lingers on his gigantic penis, an appendage that might even make Boogie Nights' Dirk Diggler feel a little inadequate in the department. Search on the Netflix film has been dominated by this scene, with the majority of inquiries making the first question that jumps